Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, but in this case, we are celebrating the Feast of the Ascension because it's been transferred in the majority of dioceses in the United States. It's been transferred from Thursday to the following Sunday. So I'm going to do the readings for the Ascension now and hope that they coincide with the readings that you receive in your parish church. The first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. To wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, God is so lavish with us. He gives us of himself. He doesn't say goodbye, good luck, be warm and well fed, and say, I've given you the gifts, they're there, when we don't have a clue what they are, or even if we believe that they are. And look at what Jesus, he said, wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, what does this mean? Are you at this time going to restore the kingdom? I mean, is that what you're talking about? Because for them, they were still scratching their heads. It's too big, too much, and they don't fully understand that. And in Christ is trying just to take them slowly, to walk them slowly until they can embrace the whole picture. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power. So you're not going to know the whole picture, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. In other words, you will declare what I have taught you. You will declare about who I am. You will be my disciples. And when he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Look at the, in a sense, the last words he said to them. It is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, and that's true for us as well. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So he's going to gift us. He's going to provide for us. He's going to use us in the best sense of that word, but we can't see the whole picture. We'd probably be overwhelmed both ways, either by the glory or by the pain. God knows how much we can handle. He knows what we can handle and when. And if we knew more, we'd try to set ourselves up as a second-in-command God of some kind. It is amazing what we can do with our pride and our arrogance. So God knows how much we should know. And if we believe in him and follow him, we will not be disappointed. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly Two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They got a lot of surprises, didn't they, during these days? And they said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking up at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." When will Christ come again? Has been an issue and a question that has occupied the minds of many, many, many people. And Jesus says simply that he will return, but we do not know the day nor the hour. He's got to keep us, brothers and sisters, very close to him because we know the human condition. If I had more information, I'd be trying to figure out how to do it and when and where and what I liked and what I didn't like and who I would do it with and who I wouldn't do it with. So God is only giving us the information we need for now. But they see him ascend in glory. Glory. And he sends two angels down to just make sure that they get the picture. Psalm 17, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. I can't imagine, and I've often thought about this, what it must have been like Jesus ascending into heaven, having fully carried out the Father's will. He returns to the Father who loves him, and he knows he's loved. His only begotten Son, his beloved Son. And he's returning. "Father, I did what you gave me to do. I have completed the task." A lot more, I am sure. A lot more. But just that one moment of returning to the Father who sent him to save us. He was sent to save us. Do you receive all the grace he has for you to save you day in and day out from your temptations, from your fears, from your anger, from your bitterness, from your depression, whatever the case may be? God wants to save us. So draw near and stay there. Don't just, "Well, God, yeah, I prayed a couple of days and nothing happened, so God doesn't hear me." No, 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 no. Stay there. Stay there every day. "Here I am again, Lord. I need you. Help me." Just keep praying. Day in and day out, just keep praying. Don't give up. He's hearing every word. And he will act when it's the best possible moment. We want you to act, Lord, right now. Because we can't see into the future. But God, who sees everything, knows exactly the right timing for us. So just keep praying. Keep putting yourself before the Lord. And he will answer. The second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 to 23. "Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your heart, not just the eyes of your body, but the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way." God has it all, brothers and sisters, in his control and in his power. You're not going to be lost if you turn to him. You're not going to die forever if you walk with him. Really, truthfully. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. And when they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. So they were told to go to Galilee, and there they would see him. And so they went. But when they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. And then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore." Now, remember, they're doubting. They're weak. They're weak. They're uncertain. They've had a lot of trauma. They don't know how to think really clearly. But Jesus looks at them and he knows their hearts. Even when they have all kinds of questions and struggles, he knows their hearts. It says right there, they worshipped, but they doubted. "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." In the midst of their doubt, their questioning, their fear, and everything else that went with those horrible days that they experienced around the time of the crucifixion, and the doubts of whether, is this really the Son of God? Because he has come to them in a way that they never expected in all the years that they read the scripture. They're frightened and they're doubting. And yet God knows them. He knows them. And so he says, "All power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore, you who are weak and doubting, and yet you're faithful to me. You're trying. You're seeking me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Teach them what I taught you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." I'm with you until you see me face to face in eternal life. And I have gifts to give you. Baptism is the great gift that breaks the kingdom of darkness in our lives and opens us to the kingdom of light. And then the Holy Spirit gives us gift after gift after gift that we really can follow him. But how many Catholics in the pew, even Catholics that would never miss Mass, but how many of us really know what those gifts mean? And it's precisely because of those kinds of questions in my own mind that I wrote my book, More of the Holy Spirit. And if you haven't read it, I really encourage you. I know there are a number of new listeners, so I want to make this accessible. Go to our website, renewalministries.net. Click on bookstore, and you can order a copy, More of the Holy Spirit. Read that carefully. Ponder carefully. Seek the Lord, and he will show you. You are baptized, and you are confirmed. The graces are there. Let God's light shine into those graces and bring you close to him. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, dial 1-800-282-4789. You can also go to my website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. There you can get the free copy of my booklet, and you can also order a CD, From Death to Life, The Fruit of Suffering in Our Lives. May God bless you.